Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Bernard Aylward, who's CEO at Codal Minerals. How are you today, Bernard?
Hi, Zach. I'm really well, thanks.
Right, it's always good to speak to you because you sort of show your contemporaries and your peers, if there are any, how to actually deliver for shareholders. Most of them have sort of blaming the weather, dog ate their homework, you know, they tripped on the pavement or they couldn't find any money, et cetera, and you seem to have done things relatively smoothly, or at least you've delivered what you said you were going to deliver.
Well, thanks, Zach. You know, I think that's been exactly our mantra for a long time, and that is focus on what we know we can do, tell people what we're going to do, and then go ahead and do it. And in our case, you know, we've spoken lots of times, and clearly our focus has always been the value of our project, so to explore it well, to work closely with the local community and the government, which has really helped us in Mali with support we've had from local level through to federal level, and people actually want us around, which is a great compliment to the team. And finally, you know, recognizing the value of our project and needing a partner, we worked on that very early, and we were very pleased to welcome Hainan as a partner, and that's led to the position we are now, where we've been fully funded through the construction. We're commissioning a plant. We have first production that we told people about earlier this year, and we're looking forward to the first export. It's a great position to be in.
So, I mean, it seems as though there's nothing, touch wood, there's nothing really significant that could go wrong from this stage. Is that right?
Look, Zach, we were always very cautious. We're still ongoing with the commissioning of the plant. We can fine tune it a bit more. We think there's some work we're doing to improve the feed into the crusher, generally working a bit more on the consumables in the DMS unit that fine tune that density separation. You know, we hope we've covered off everything that can go wrong. We feel very confident that from now on, we'll be looking forward to be in a steady state as soon as possible. You know, Mali's landlocked, so there's a lot of trucking, but we're aware of that, and it's a really well understood route, and we've had it surveyed and planned for a long time. So we think we've got everything covered. We're prepared for eventualities, but we're really looking forward to moving into that steady state production that we've been talking about.
And once that production goes ahead on a sort of scale in terms of, or the sort of a worldwide scale, what kind of producer will you be? Is it just a small cap, small production, or I mean, for people who are not aware of the company, what will that look like?
Look, we're starting off with the stage one DMS plant. It's a 1 million ton per annum throughput, producing 125,000 ton of concentrate, so roughly 10,000 ton a month. That puts us at a reasonable level, certainly above any micro or junior level, moving towards medium scale. We've actually been planning for quite a while, Zach, to move into a stage two development as well, which introduces a flotation plant. And on current plan, that's around a 2.4 million ton per annum plant. And that should deliver an additional 235,000 ton of concentrate. And that brings us up to a really serious level of production. And fortunately for us, with our partner Hainan and their interest in the lithium hydroxide plant that they constructed in China, we have a buyer for that product as well. So we're really in a strong position to produce as much as we can, knowing that we've got a buyer for the product.
I suppose the other point, which maybe, I mean, you might have better things to think about, but shares are probably about half, I mean, they're 50% off the peak that they were in the middle of last year. How much is the valuation of the company, 75 million, but how much is the valuation of the company? How important is that to you, or are you just getting on with the job?
Obviously, I'm a shareholder, and we have lots of friends in our shareholder, a lot of long-term shareholders who have supported us for years. We're obviously working hard to justify the shareholding and the value that we see. And like every CEO you've ever spoken to, Zach, I can tell you my view is that it's not recognizing that value at the moment. We're working on improving that. One of those key things will actually be trucks driving out of our plant with product to the port. That's a key driver for us. The main thing that I think underpins the valuation of a company is what you said. We're getting on with the job. That's always been our mantra. We know what we need to do, and we really work on delivering that.
But it seems strange that given that the company's de-risked as much as known unknowns, if that's the right phrase, the share price should be as enthusiastic as it was back in June, July last year. I mean, that would be the sort of the intuitive thing to think. So maybe people who are new to the company, they'll look at this and say, Kodal's much more farther ahead or further ahead than other comps, other peer group companies. At 0.37p, this looks interesting.
Yeah, look, I hope they do, Zach, because really we are. We have a great project in the Bougouni Lithium Project. We have a great partner in Hainan Mining. In terms of positioning ourselves, well, we all clearly see that the lithium market has declined over the last 2 years. But as we said earlier, we focused on our financing, we got it early, we secured a great deal, we've built our plant, and we're moving to production. And at the moment, there's not many rivals who've done that. And we feel that we're coming into the time in the lithium market when we're starting to see some strengthening in the price, an increase in demand. And you just focus on the news and you see the continued expansion in China, the continued take up and increase in use of lithium and lithium ion batteries. It's a great support for our plan for the Bougouni project.
Bernard Aylward, CEO of Kodal Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Zach. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.